Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be working on some ending blends. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Please write neatly so we can read it. And then you may put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So we're going to be working on some ending blends. Remember, a blend is two or more letters that we blend together, like if they were in a blender, and we can put them together and make them make a sound together. So for example, if you look at the picture at the top of your page, you're going to see a vault. Do you see the vault with the money inside? It looks like some screws or something got taken off of there and now the door is open. Let's color that vault gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. Don't color the money, just color the vault. And while you're coloring, let's listen to the last two sounds or the last sound because we're blending the last two letters together in vault. Vault, vault. You can hear an L, vowel, and then it ends with a T. And we can put the L and the T together and get lit, lit, lit. I'm not saying lit it. There's no I in there. It's just vault. We put the L and the T together. Now, that would never come at the beginning of a word because you can't start a word lit. It just doesn't work. But it will come at the end of a word like vault. And it's going to come on some other pictures. You'll see it here as well. So I have colored the outside of my vault. I am almost finished. Hopefully you didn't finish a long time ago. If you did, you might be going a little sloppy. All right, you may put down your gray crayon or your pencil. And vault has an ending blend of LT, but so does this one. I said maybe the screws fell off that vault. But what I really want to say is bolt, bolt. The bolts, those two little things next to the vault, let's color those blue. Let's color any kind of blue you want is fine with me. Any kind of blue. So the bolts fell off the vault, and both of those words end with an LT. Vault, bolt. And it's an ending blend. And like I said, we're never going to start a word with LT. We're just not. It's never going to work. It's never going to happen. Okay, you should have two blue bolts. And then I want you to see there's another bolt in our picture. Can you find it? It's kind of like hide and seek. Can you find the other bolt in our picture? Yeah, it's over by the table. Stop, stop, stop. Put down your blue crayon. Let's color the bolt by the kitchen table orange. Any kind of orange works for me. So bolt has an ending blend of LT. Okay, so color that one orange, and then you may put down your orange crayon. And let's find another blend, another picture that ends with the blend of LT. Salt, salt. Do you hear that LT at the end? Salt. Yep, do you see it on the table? It has a big S on the container. It's next to the milk. See it? Let's color that salt shaker purple. Any kind of purple works for me. Salt ends the same way as vault. Ooh, that kind of rhymes, doesn't it? Salt, vault. And it ends with the same blend as bolt. They have an LT ending. Okay, so we have some purple salt. We have a purple salt shaker. You should be almost finished. Alrighty, let's look for another one. Go ahead and put down your purple crayon. There's another picture that, or object in our picture that ends with that LT, and it is belt. Belt. Do you see it? It is leaning up against the table. Belt. Let's make a red belt. Any kind of red will work for me. Let's make a red belt. Belt. It has our LT ending blend. Belt. Vault. Salt. Bolt. All of these have that LT ending blend sound. Okay, put down your red crayon. And then what I would like you to do is take your pencil. We'll be safe. We'll start with a pencil. Do you see the boy in our picture? I want you to draw a belt on him right around his waist where his shirt and his jeans are coming together. Can you make a belt on him? Use your pencil. I'm going to use the stripe of his shirt to help me. So I'm going to draw some little circles on my belt to show that it has, you know, the little holes for you to put the belt in. And then I'm going to put a little square buckle. Do your best. This is not a drawing contest, so don't panic. But I'm using the lowest stripe of his shirt to do this on. And I'm just using my pencil. And then I'm going to go and get a brown crayon and color lightly over my pencil of my belt. We're drawing a belt on the boy with a brown crayon. We used our pencil, and now we're using a brown crayon. Belt. Belt. Okay. We're going to move on from our LT ending sound. So go ahead and put down your brown crayon. And we're going to try a different ending blend. Will you look at the milk? Do you hear LT at the end of milk? No, we hear an LK sound. It's actually LK. We'll never start a word with LK. It's never going to begin. But our ending blend in milk is an LK, milk. All right, so there are two milks on the table. The one next to the salt, let's make that strawberry milk. Find a pinkish crayon, it could be reddish. And let's color the milk next to the salt, pink or red. We'll make that be strawberry milk. So milk does not end with an LT. Go ahead and color the cow pink too. It's all good. We're just gonna color this whole carton pink. Milk does not end with an LT. It ends with an LK. It's a different ending blend, but it's still an ending of an L blend. It's just LK instead of LT. So we have milk and not milt. See the difference? Yeah, we need that K so we can say milk. Otherwise, you're saying, ooh, can I have some strawberry milt? What? Nobody's going to get you any strawberry milt. They don't know what it is. Go ahead and put down your pink crayon. Let's make the milk next to the pink milk, the strawberry milk. Let's make that chocolate. So find a brown crayon and let's color that milk carton brown. Milk, not milk, milk. And we will never, ever have a word that begins with an LK. It just, you can't do lick, lick. It just doesn't work. And I'm not saying ick, lick. I'm not saying that. I'm saying milk. We're putting the L and the K right together. And it works at the end of a word such as milk. Okay, go ahead. Put down that brown crayon for me. Let's talk about the egg on the plate. It looks like they cracked the egg. What's the yellow part of the egg called? Yolk. Yolk. That ends the same way as milk. It ends with an LK. Let's color the yolk. Yellow or orange? You pick. Yellow or orange? Because sometimes the yolk looks a little orange, not just yellow. Go ahead and color the yolk. Yellow or orange. Yolk ends the same way as milk. It has the LK ending blend. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's talk about the boy and the girl. They're heading towards each other. It looks like they might talk. Talk. Let's color the girl's hair brown. Let's color her hair brown. Talk ends the same way as milk and yolk. Talk. It has an LK ending blend. Talk. A lot of times people say talk, and you can't really hear that L sound, but I am here to tell you when you write the word talk, there is an L sound. It's the LK ending blend. So this girl is going to go talk to the boy. Talk ends the same as milk and yolk. All right, let's color the boy's hair black. If you can't find a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. So I said that they are, looks like they are walking towards one another. Walk ends the same way as talk. Walk ends with an LK. You got it. Same ending blend. And guess what else? Walk and talk rhyme. So we can make a song. They'll walk and talk and talk and walk and say, hello, I'm fine. Oh, I'm so good at just making up songs. All right, put down your crayon. You know what I just saw? I saw one more object in our picture that ends not with the LK, like talk and walk and yolk and milk. It ends with the LT, like vault and salt. It's leaning up against the table, and it looks like a blanket, but it's actually called a quilt. Quilt. It ends with our LT. Let's color the quilt green. Find a green crayon, and let's color the quilt green. Quilt has an LT ending blend. Quilt. It ends the same way as salt and vault and belt. And our other ending blend today is LK, like milk and silk and walk and talk. All right, take a couple of more seconds for your green quilt. Okay, put down your crayons. We are going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Will you look for the number one? We're going to look and see if we can find any pictures that end with LT, the blend of LT. The first one is an ice cream cone, but it is melting, melt. Does that have an LT blend at the end? Melt. Yes, it does. Circle that. Melt. Okay, what about elf? Does that have our LT elf? Nope. Okay, scoot over. What about talk? Does that have our LT, like melt? Nope. Go across, chalk. Does that have our LT, like melt? Nope. What about fold? Nope. The last one is a picture of an adult. Adult. Does that have our LT? Yes, circle it. Okay. Now we're going to stay on number one, and we're going to put a square. We're going to, instead of a circle, we're going to draw a square around our pictures that have our LK ending, like milk. So start back at the beginning. We circled melt. Now we're looking for LK. Ready? What about elf? We're looking for the LK ending. Elf. Nope. What about talk? Talk. Yes. Put a square around the kids who look like they are going to talk. Okay, scoot over. What about chalk? Chalk. Yes, put a square around the chalkboard and the chalk. What about fold? No. Okay, so for number one, you should have a circle around the ice cream cone. You should have a square around the kids who are talking to one another. You should have a square around the chalkboard and the chalk. And you should have a circle around the man who is an adult. Adult. All right, scoot down to number two. Let's read that word. It says felt. Felt. I felt happy today. Will you trace the circle around the LT? That's the LT blend at the end. Felt. Scoot over. I see F-E. Will you write L-T? Okay, and then scoot over. We're going to write the whole word by ourselves. Felt. F-E-L-T. Felt. Check and make sure that's what you wrote. Okay, let's scoot down to number three. Let's read that word. It says ilk, silk, silk. My sweater is made from silk. Let's trace the circle around the LK. This word ends with an LK blend. Scoot over. We have SI. We're going to write the ending blend of L. You write L and then write K. Silk. And then scoot over. Let's write the whole word. S-I-L-K. Check it. You should have written S-I-L-K. Silk. All right. Let's scoot down to number four. That's a jug of milk. Boys and girls, if we can write silk, which we just did, we can write milk. What's it begin with? M, I, I, and our ending blend is L, K. Check it. You should have written M, I, L, K, milk. Okay, scoot over. Number five, last one, belt. B, 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 b. It's an E, just like felt, but it's belt. And then we'll have our L what for our ending blend? Belt. T. Check it. You should have written B-E-L-T. Belt. Boys and girls, you did it. You did the whole activity with me. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.